Praise the Lord, church.
Gloria a Dios.
I have a word from the Lord tonight.
Tengo una palabra del Señor esta noche.
And if you are one who doesn't like the ugly cry face,
y si tú eres uno que no te gusta llorar,
then the next 25-30 minutes are going to be very uncomfortable for you.
Los siguientes 25-30 minutos van a ser incómodos.
Because I'm not even going to try
porque no voy
get
a intentar.
Through this. I'm not going to tell you that I have a pretty sermon prepared for you.
No te voy a decir que tengo un mensaje bonito.
I've prayed and I've fasted and I've sought the face of God.
He orado y ayunado y he buscado su rostro.
And God gave me a word for us tonight.
Y Dios me dio una palabra para esta noche.
And I'm going to try not to get in the way.
Y voy a querer de no meterme en el camino.
And hopefully this will be quick.
Y ojalá que esto fue rápido.
And then we'll just have a move of God.
Y luego se va a mover Dios.
Does that sound good?
¿Suena bien?
If you feel God move on you, will you respond?
Si sientes que Dios se mueve, pueden responder.
First thing I want to do is open these altars.
Lo primero que quiero hacer es abrir los altares.
So consider this the beginning of the altar call. That's all we're going to do tonight. We're just going to have one long altar call.
Consideran esto que los altares están abiertos, ya están abiertos.
So when you feel God, you just come on down.
So cuando sienten a Dios, vengan al frente.
But the Lord spoke to me this week.
Pero el Señor me habló esta semana.
And tonight is going to be amazing.
Y esta noche va a ser asombrosa.
Some people's lives are going to be changed tonight.
Unas vidas van a ser cambiadas esta noche.
And some people,
y algunas personas,
are going to walk out of this house,
van a salir de esta casa,
the exact same way you walked in,
igual es como entraron.
And you're going to say, I don't really like the little fat guy. I don't know why the bishop and the pastor let him preach.
Va a decir, no me gusta ese guy, no sé por qué lo dejaron predicar.
And I'm not going to take the weight of that.
Y yo no voy a tomar el peso de
got
eso.
Got plenty of my own weight to handle.
Tengo mucho peso ya.
So I'm just going to deliver the word that God gave me.
So les voy a dar la palabra que Dios me dio.
And you let it work in you as it will.
Y ustedes dejan que obra en su vida.
Is that all right, Brother Daniel?
Está bien, hermano Daniel.
I'm under strict instructions to not say things like I appreciate my wife and my family.
Estoy bajo muchas instrucciones de no decir que aprecio a mi esposa y mi familia.
From my wife.
De mi esposa.
But I will say I appreciate my wife.
Pero voy a decir que yo aprecio mucho a mi mujer.
Sunday I was at Gunnersville with Brother Decker.
El domingo estaba en Gunnersville con el hermano Decker.
And we had two get the Holy Ghost.
Y dos recibieron el Espíritu Santo.
And that was Mother's Day.
Y eso era el día de las madres.
And she was home by herself with the kids.
Y ella estaba en la casa sola con sus hijos.
Getting them ready for church.
Preparándose para la iglesia.
And it was our anniversary.
Y era nuestro aniversario.
And she was home by herself with the kids.
Y ella estaba en la casa sola.
Getting them ready for church.
Preparándose para la iglesia.
Every man you see standing in a pulpit preaching or ministering, there's a strong woman behind him.
Cada hombre predicando aquí en el altar tiene una mujer fuerte detrás de ella.
All right, let's go to the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4.
Jeremías 18, versículo 4.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. And tonight the Lord wants to talk to us.
Esta señora, esta noche el Señor nos quiere hablar.
About being marred in the hand of the potter.
Desfigurado en las manos del alfarero.
Marred in the hand of the potter.
Desfigurado en las manos del alfarero.
Mighty God, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray that you move in this house, God. Don't let me get in the way. Do the work that you want to do, God. Do the work that you showed me you wanted to do. Bless and heal. Can we pray for a minute? Let's just pray for a minute.
Vamos
right
orar
here.
Por un minuto.
Shit, In Jesus' name. Y'all don't go too far. Take a quick drink break or whatever, because it ain't going to be long. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Marred in the hand of the potter.
Desfigurado en las manos del alfarero.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred.
Y el vasijo que él hizo fue desfigurado.
In the hand of the potter.
En la mano del alfarero.
So he made it again another vessel.
Solo hizo otra vez otra vasija.
It seemed good to the potter to make it.
Que le pareció bien al alfarero hacer.
There's some folks in the house tonight.
Hay unas personas en esta casa.
That because you're marred,
que porque estás desfigurado,
because you're broken,
porque estás quebrado,
because you're less than perfect,
porque no eres perfecto,
you feel that you're out of the hand of the potter.
Te sientes que estás fuera de la mano del alfarero.
You feel that he can't use you.
Sientes que Dios no te puede usar.
That you're not worthy.
Que no eres digno.
That you're not usable.
Que no puede usarte Dios.
Because you're a broken vessel.
Porque eres una vasija quebrada.
But the potter doesn't discard the clay.
Pero el alfarero no echa el barro a un lado.
In our text in Jeremiah, the potter doesn't look at the clay because it's marred, because it's broken.
En el texto el alfarero no mira porque está quebrado.
And just throw it away.
Y no nomás lo avienta.
The only vessel that he can't work with.
La única vasija que no puede trabajar.
Brother Tuan is a vessel that won't get back up on the wheel.
Hermano Tuan es una vasija que no se viene para atrás en la rueda.
The only vessel he can't reshape.
La única vasija que no puede darle forma.
The only vessel he can't remake.
La única vasija que no puede hacer.
The only vessel that is hopeless.
La única vasija que no tiene esperanza.
Is the vessel that won't get back up on the wheel.
Es la vasija que no se levanta para atrás.
He'll add some water to it.
Le agrega un poquito de agua.
The Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
He'll add it to the dirt.
Lo agrega a la tierra.
And the clay will become malleable again.
Y el barro se empieza a formar otra vez.
The clay will become workable again.
El barro puede formarlo de nuevo.
And he'll reshape it and he'll reform it.
Y lo empieza a formar y lo empieza a dar forma otra vez.
But there's some in the house tonight.
Pero hay unos en la casa esta noche.
That you look at your situation.
Que miras a tu situación.
You look at the shape that you're in.
Y miras la figura que tienes.
You see the circumstances around you.
Y miras las circunstancias alrededor de ti.
Then you're convinced that he can't use you.
Y estás convencido que no Dios te puede usar.
Furthermore, you're convinced that he doesn't love you.
Y luego sientes que Dios no te ama.
You're convinced that he doesn't want you.
Sientes que Dios no te quiere.
But God deals with us from our most perfect state.
Pero Dios trata con nosotros de la forma perfecta.
God doesn't deal with us where we are right now.
Dios nos trata con nosotros por donde estamos ahorita.
As Gideon's hiding behind the tree, God calls him a mighty man of valor.
Mientras Gideon está escondido atrás de un árbol, le dice un hombre de valor.
Because God stands outside of time.
Porque Dios está fuera del tiempo.
And he looks at you through the lens.
Y te mira por el punto de vista.
Of the perfect you.
Del que el perfecto que eres.
Of the best you that could be.
De lo mejor que tú puedes ser.
And he reaches back through to where you are.
Y él alcanza para atrás a donde tú estás ahorita.
And he pulls you towards what you can be.
Y te jala hasta lo que tú puedes ser.
That's why it's important for us to not listen to the voices around us right now.
Por eso es importante no escuchar las voces alrededor.
You've got to hear the voice of the potter.
Tienes que escuchar la voz del alfarero.
Because when he's speaking to you,
porque cuando te habla a ti,
he's speaking to you from what can be.
Te habla de lo que puede ser.
But what you're seeing around you,
pero lo que tú ves alrededor,
is what is.
Es lo que es.
But you're not living at your maximum potential.
Pero no vives a tu, no estás viviendo en potencial máximo.
You're not living where he wants you to be.
No estás viviendo donde él quiere el que estás.
So you've got a war going on.
So tienes una guerra dentro de ti.
And you've got to decide what am I going to listen to.
Y tienes que averiguar qué es lo que vas a escuchar.
What's going to be my reality?
¿Qué va a ser mi realidad?
What story am I going to buy into?
¿Qué historia voy a creer yo?
What narrative am I going to buy into?
¿Qué narrativo voy a creer
yo? Am I going to buy into my present reality?
¿Creeré yo la presente realidad?
My current situation.
Mi situación presente.
Or am I going to reach out to what the voice of the potter is telling me?
O alcanzaré la voz del alfarero.
Am I going to use that?
Usaré eso.
As a guide, as a tether.
Como una guía, como
to
una
pull me up towards what I can be.
Para que me jale para lo que pueda hacer.
Brother Collins,
Hermano Collins,
you already talked about it. When I came in here, I was thugged out.
Ya hablaste eso cuando yo vine aquí era como un pandillero.
I had pure player jeans on.
Tenía mis mezclillas.
I had a FUBU jersey.
Tenía una jersey de FUBU.
I had Timberlands.
Tenía mis Timberlands.
I had my do-rag with my lid on backwards.
Tenía mi do-rag con al revés la cachucha.
I had matching sets, pinky ring, chain, and a watch.
Tenía los anillos y la cadena de oro.
Had gold, had silver, depending on how I needed to accessorize for the occasion.
Tenía oro y plata conforme la situación.
I was a mess.
Yo era un estaba arruinado.
Brother Warren, I was ugly.
Hermano Warren estaba feo.
I was hard.
Estaba duro.
I was angry.
Estaba enojado.
I was distrustful.
Estaba sin confianza.
I was bruised.
Era lastimado.
I was broken.
Estaba quebrado.
I wasn't worth anything.
No valía nada.
I wasn't worth anything in heaven.
No valía nada en el
cielo. And I wasn't worth anything here.
Y no valía nada aquí.
But I heard the voice of the potter.
Pero escuché la voz del alfarero.
I heard the voice of the prophet.
Escuché la voz del profeta.
Brother Cody Marks stood there and he said, God hasn't called you just to be a good preacher.
Hermano Cody Marks, no nomás me llamó para ser un predicador.
Called you to walk an apostolic anointing.
Pero te llamó para caminar unción apostólica.
So I said, okay, God, I hear what you're saying.
So dije, Dios, okay, escucho lo que dices.
I see my situation.
Veo mi situación.
I see what's around me right now.
Veo lo que está alrededor.
But I'm going to fight for the reality you've spoken.
Pero voy a pelear por la realidad que has hablado.
I'm going to fall down.
Me voy a caer.
I'm going to be broken.
Voy a estar quebrado.
I'm going to mess up.
Voy a hacer errores.
I'm going to lose my way.
Voy a perder mi camino.
I'm going to make mistakes.
Voy a hacer errores.
It might be hair, teeth, and eyeballs sometimes.
A veces es muy feo.
It'll be blood, sweat, and tears.
Va a haber sangre y sudor.
But I'm going to crawl back.
Pero voy a crashar
to the altar.
Para el altar.
Every time.
Cada vez.
Every time.
Cada vez.
Whether I'm broken,
aunque esté quebrado,
whether I'm torn,
aunque esté rompido,
when I'm hurt,
cuando estoy lastimado,
it doesn't matter.
No importa.
I'm going to crawl back to the altar.
Me voy a arrastrar al altar.
Brother, show me where the altar is.
Hermano, enséñame en tal altar.
Sister, point me in the direction of the altar.
Hermana, apúntame al altar.
You don't even have to bring me there.
Ni siquiera me tienes que llevar ahí.
Just point me in the direction.
Nomás apunta a la dirección.
I gotta be back on the potter's wheel.
Tengo que estar en el campo del alfarero.
Me and Brother Collins, we had a lot of conversations. I was ready to go back to California.
Hermano Collins y yo,
I was like, I'm done with this. This is stupid.
Estaba listo para irme para California.
I'm going back.
Me quiero ir para atrás.
Where there's no expectation on me.
Donde no hay esperanza.
Where I can steal and nobody cares.
Donde puedo robar y nadie le importa.
Where I can just do whatever I want and nobody's going to have a problem with it.
Donde puedo hacer lo que yo quiera y nadie se enoja.
These standards are too high.
Estas reglas son muy altas.
It's too difficult to live to this ideal.
Es muy difícil vivir a este nivel.
But there was a voice in my life.
Pero había una voz en mi vida.
And I made a decision early on.
Y hice una decisión temprano.
I said, no matter what.
Dije, no importa.
No matter what.
No importa qué.
I won't stay away from the house of God.
No me voy a alejar de la casa de Dios.
No matter what I do.
No importa lo que hago.
No matter how I fail.
No importa cómo me sienta.
No matter how I fall.
No importa cómo me caigo.
I know there's one place that can heal me.
Yo sé que hay un lugar que
there's
me puede
only
sanar.
One place that I can be fixed.
Solo hay un lugar que me puede
I've got to get back to the altar.
Tengo que regresar al altar.
If I have to crawl,
aunque,
I'll crawl.
Si tengo que arrastrarme, me arrastro.
But I've got to get back to the altar.
Pero tengo que regresar al altar.
The altar is one of the most unused places in the church.
El altar es uno de los lugares menos usados en la iglesia.
Apostolics.
Los apostólicos.
We got to use the altar.
Tenemos que usar el altar.
It's not just for visitors.
No solamente es para los visitantes.
It's not just for receiving the Holy Ghost.
No solo para recibir el Espíritu.
It's not just for receiving the Holy Ghost.
No solo es para recibir el Espíritu Santo.
But the altar is where you go to get healed.
Pero el altar es donde vamos para sanarte.
The altar is where you come to get whole.
Es donde vienes para ser entero.
The altar is where you come to get strong.
El altar es donde vienes a fortalecerte.
Let me tell you what we do.
Déjate digo lo que hacemos.
We hear the preaching of the word.
Escuchamos la predicación.
And we say, I'm going to fix it.
Y decimos, lo voy a arreglar.
That's we recognize. We say, that's true. That's right. That's good.
Reconocemos, es correcto. Eso es verdad.
And I'm going to fix myself.
Y me voy a arreglar yo.
I'm going to go back home.
Me voy para la casa.
And I'll build a system and a process.
Y voy a hacer un sistema y un
proceso. I'm going to read some books.
Voy a leer unos libros.
And just me and God, I'm just going to work it out.
Y yo y Dios lo vamos a arreglar.
But that's not how you get reshaped.
Pero así no es como te reformas.
You got to be where the water's flowing.
Tienes que estar donde está fluyendo el agua.
If you don't have that Holy Ghost flowing,
si no tienes el Espíritu Santo,
the pressure that it takes to remake you la presión, will break you.
La presión que toma para hacerte te quebra.
Because you're not pliable.
Porque no eres moldable.
But we don't want anyone to know that we're marred.
Pero no queremos que nadie sepa que somos disfigurados.
In the hand of the potter.
En las manos del alfarero.
So you sit broken in the pew.
So te sientas quebrado en las bancas.
Service after service.
Servicio tras servicio.
The man of God preaches.
El hombre de Dios predica.
The water's stirred.
Las aguas están movidas.
The water's flowing.
La agua está fluyendo.
And you sit in your pew.
Y te sientas en la banca.
Bound by pride.
Atado por el orgullo.
Bound by fear and insecurity.
Atado por el miedo e inseguridad.
And you walk out just as broken as you came in.
Y te sales quebrado como entraste.
That's just good preaching.
Esa es buena predicación ahí.
We know you're messed up.
Sabemos que hicimos error.
You're not fooling anybody.
No estás engañando a nadie.
We're messed up too.
Estamos arruinados también.
We're messed up too.
Nosotros también tenemos errores.
Marred in the hand of the potter.
Desfigurado en la mano del alfarero.
The Holy Ghost dealt with me. Said, "There's folks in the house
El Espíritu me dijo, Hay personas
who,
aquí,
because they're broken,
que porque están quebrados,
because they're marred,
porque están desfigurados,
because they have deficiencies,
porque tienen deficiencias,
they think I don't love them.
Piensan que yo no lo amo.
They think I don't want them.
Piensan que yo no los quiero.
Sin's not a problem for God.
El pecado no es un problema para Dios.
Sin is not a problem for God.
El pecado no es problema para Dios."
The reason sin is a problem,
la razón el pecado es problema,
is because it drives a wedge between you and him,
es porque tiene una barranca entre tú y
and
él,
and it drives you away from him,
y te aleja a ti de él.
It's the distance, that's the problem.
Es la distancia, ese es el problema.
Your sin's not a problem for God.
Tu pecado no es el problema para Dios.
You know what we do spiritually?
¿Sabes lo que hacemos espiritualmente?
It's like getting sick.
Es como enfermarnos.
And then we say, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Y luego decimos lo que voy a hacer.
I'm going to wait till I get better.
Me voy a esperar para mejorarme.
Then I'll go see the doctor.
Luego voy a ver el doctor.
I'm going to wait till this cold clears up.
Me voy a ver que se vaya este resfriado.
Then I'm going to go see the doctor.
Luego voy a ver el doctor.
Come on now, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Eso está loco.
It's loco. And we know that.
Y sabemos eso.
You wreck your car.
Si golpeas tu carro,
you don't pull out your tools and say, "Let me put this bad boy back together." Then I'll bring it to the body shop.
No sacas tu herramienta y lo quieres arreglar y llevarlo al taller.
The only place you can get fixed is here.
El único lugar que te puedes arreglar es aquí.
The only place to take care of sin is in His presence.
El único lugar para arreglar el pecado
the
es en su
presencia. The only place to get covered by the blood is right up close to Jesus.
El único lugar que te cubre la sangre cerquitas a Jesús.
Drag your broken self into His presence.
Arrástrate a la presencia
Drag
de Dios.
Drag your broken spirit into His presence.
Arrastra tu espíritu quebrado a la presencia.
And let Him wash you again.
Y deja que Él te lave otra
let
vez.
Let Him cleanse you again.
Deja que Él te limpie otra vez.
Marred in the hands of the potter.
Desfigurado en las manos del alfarero.
Just because you're marred doesn't mean God's not holding you.
No más porque estás desfigurado no quiere decir que Dios no te está deteniendo.
There's some folks mad at God.
Hay personas enojados con Dios.
Because you think he broke you.
Porque piensas que él te quebró.
You think he marred you.
Piensas que él te desfiguró.
But he didn't.
Pero él no.
Life broke you.
La vida te quebró.
People failed you.
Las personas te fallaron.
God didn't fail you.
Dios no te falló.
You failed yourself.
Tú te fallaste a ti mismo.
God didn't fail you.
Dios no te falló.
Several years, well, quite a few years ago.
Hace unos años, muchos años.
I was mad at God.
Estaba enojado con Dios.
I said, God, you let me get the Holy Ghost when I was 3 years old.
Dije, Dios, me dejaste que recibiera el Espíritu a 3 años.
That's young.
Eso es muy joven.
3 years old, I got the Holy Ghost.
3 años tenía el Espíritu.
So then you let me go through all these things.
Y luego me dejaste pasar por todas estas cosas.
Through all this trouble.
Por todos estos problemas.
All these problems, all these issues.
Todas estas dificultades.
Why did you give me the Holy Ghost?
¿Por qué me diste el Espíritu?
And then let me go through all that.
Y luego me dejaste pasar por todo eso.
But then God talked back.
Pero luego Dios me habló.
And he said, when you were 3 years old,
y dijo, cuando tenías tres años,
I gave you something
te di algo
that you weren't old enough to get
que no tenías la edad para
to
tenerlo.
Get you through all the trouble that was coming your way.
Pasarte por todo el problema que ibas a pasar.
He said, I put something in you that you couldn't get
yo puse algo adentro de ti que no
that
recibir,
kept you together,
para que te mantuviera
that
junto,
kept you sane,
para que te mantenieras sano.
Because I saw the trouble that was coming your way.
Porque miré el problema que venía.
I knew there were issues you would be up against that you couldn't handle.
Sabía que habían dificultades que no.
So in my mercy and grace,
so en mi misericordia y gracia,
I went ahead and put something down in you,
yo puse algo adentro de ti,
to keep you,
para mantenerte,
and to walk with you,
y para caminar contigo,
through those seasons,
por esas temporadas.
Folks in the house,
personas en la casa,
who feel like you're unworthy because you're marred.
Que se sienten que no son dignos porque están desfigurados.
Life's beat you up.
La vida te golpeó.
Life's kicked you around.
La vida te ha dado patadas.
You've had some problems. You've had some failures.
Tenido problemas y fracasos.
He doesn't throw anything away.
Él no avienta nada.
If you get on the wheel,
si te vienes a la rueda,
he'll reshape and he'll remake.
Él te da otra forma y te hace de nuevo.
He'll reform that vessel.
Él hace de nuevo esa forma.
But we got to do it with his spirit.
Pero lo tenemos que hacer con su espíritu.
Many of us are good at
muchos somos buenos.
Down here,
acá
we're
abajo,
worshiping, we're dancing.
Adorando y estamos danzando.
We're praising God.
Estamos alabando a Dios.
Come here, Brother Ben. And then we bump into a brother. Oh, hey.
Y luego golpeamos con el hermano y decimos, oh.
We're sharp. We're angry.
Estamos enojados.
What is that?
¿Qué es eso?
I'll tell you what it is, Brother Warren.
Te digo lo que es, hermano Warren.
I'm marred.
Estoy desfigurado.
I'm broken.
Estoy quebrado.
See, I have a wound.
Tengo una herida.
But I'm trying to cover it up.
Pero la quiero cubrir.
I'm trying to hide it.
La quiero esconder.
I'm trying to keep it concealed.
La quiero que no la vean.
I don't want anyone to know that I'm a failure.
Yo no quiero que sepan que soy
fracaso.
I don't
want anyone to know that I made mistakes.
Yo no quiero que sepan que he hecho
errores. Some reason in my mind,
una razón en mi
mente, I think everyone here,
yo pienso que todos
thinks
aquí
I'm perfect.
Piensan que yo soy perfecto.
So I'm trying to cover up my little issue.
So estoy queriendo cubrir mi
trying
error.
To cover up my problem.
Estoy queriendo cubrir mi problema.
But as I'm moving through the kingdom,
pero mientras el problema,
and I'm bumping into people,
y golpeo con las personas,
I'm snapping at the sound booth.
Estoy enojado con el sonido.
Because my monitor isn't hot enough.
Mi
I'm
no
mad
alto.
At the people in serving food.
Enojado,
because there wasn't enough cheese for my grits.
Porque no había queso en las grits.
I'm mad at the praise group.
Estoy enojado con el coro.
Because they can't seem to get the transition between fast and slow song going quick enough.
Porque no cambian los puntos rápidos.
What are all these things?
¿Qué son todas estas cosas?
These aren't problems with other people.
No son problemas con los demás.
These aren't problems in the house of God.
No son problemas en la casa de Dios.
I'm marred and I'm broken.
Estoy desfigurado y quebrado.
But I'm hiding.
Pero lo estoy escondiendo.
And you're hitting a wound.
Y estás pegando una herida.
You're bumping into something that's fragile.
Estás golpeando algo que es frágil.
You're bumping into something that I'm protecting.
Estás golpeando algo que estoy protegiendo.
But let me just tell you where we're at tonight, church.
Déjate digo dónde estamos esta noche.
God wants to prepare us for the revival that is here.
Dios nos quiere preparar para el avivamiento
God
que está aquí.
Wants to prepare us for the revival that is here.
Dios nos quiere preparar para el avivamiento que está aquí.
But it's a whole church.
Pero si toda la iglesia
that needs to minister to a broken world.
Tiene que estar entera para administrar.
Not a broken church.
No una iglesia quebrada.
Ministering to a broken world.
Ministrando a un mundo quebrado.
I'm telling you what God wants to do tonight.
Te digo lo que Dios quiere hacer esta
there
noche.
Are people in this house.
Hay personas en esta casa.
That he wants to heal.
Que quiere sanar él.
He wants to make you whole.
Él te quiere hacer entero.
He wants to shape you.
Él te quiere formar.
Marred in the house of the potter.
Desfigurado en la mano del alfarero.
God wants to heal tonight.
Dios quiere sanar esta noche.
God wants to make whole tonight.
Dios quiere hacer entero esta noche.
A few Sundays, well, no, it's been a couple of months ago, I think.
Hace unos meses.
Brother Collins preached.
Hermano Collins predicó.
Forging an identity in Babylon.
Forjando una identidad en Babilonia.
And forged in the fire.
Y forjado en el fuego.
Anyone remember those sermons?
¿Alguien se recuerda de esos mensajes?
During those services, the Holy Ghost spoke to me.
Durante esos servicios, el Espíritu me habló.
And God told me that was information for some people.
Y Dios me dijo, esa era información para unos.
About what was coming.
De lo que iba a venir.
About what they needed to do.
De lo que ellos tenían que hacer.
They needed to be forged in the fire.
Tenían que ser forjado en el fuego.
They needed to be formed.
Tenían que ser formados.
He said, for some people,
dijo, pero para algunos,
that was an explanation.
Eso era una explicación.
As to where you have been.
De lo que, a dónde has estado.
In this last season of your life.
En esta última temporada de tu vida.
There are some people that have been walking through the fire in this house.
Hay personas que han pasado por el fuego en esta casa.
For the last few seasons.
Por las últimas temporadas.
Months, weeks.
Meses, semanas.
Some even years.
Algunos hasta años.
But you were being forged in the fire.
Pero has sido forjado en el fuego.
You were being transformed.
Has sido transformado.
Whenever the potter gets that vessel shape just how he wants it.
Cuando el alfarero hace la forma que ya quiere con el barro.
He then puts it in a kiln.
Luego lo pone en el horno.
And he fires it.
Y lo prende con fuego.
And it's got to get real hot.
Y se tiene que poner muy caliente.
1500 degrees or higher.
1500 grados o más alto.
And Brother Terrell,
y hermano Terrell,
they say that the changes that take place,
dicen que los cambios que pasan ahí,
the clay actually melts.
El barro se derrite.
And it's a chemical change,
y es un cambio químico,
where it becomes a ceramic.
Donde se hace cerámico.
It becomes hard.
Se hace duro.
But that happens at a molecular level.
Pero eso pasa a nivel molecular.
The human eye doesn't see that there's ever been a change.
El ojo humano no puede ver el cambio.
You could stare at that vessel through a window in that fire.
Puedes mirar eso en esa vasija por el fuego.
And you wouldn't see the change.
Y no puedes ver el cambio.
There's some people in the house tonight.
Hay personas en la casa aquí.
God has been working you.
Dios te ha estado trabajando.
You've been in the pressure.
Has estado en la presión.
And you've been in the heat.
Y has estado en el calor.
And God has formed some things in you.
Y Dios ha formado cosas adentro
de
ti.
And you don't even know it's happened.
Y ni siquiera sabes lo que está pasando.
You can't even see it.
Ni siquiera lo puedes ver.
But in the next few months, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Pero en los meses que vienen te voy a decir lo que pasa.
Situations are going to come up.
Situaciones van a venir.
Issues are going to come up.
Problemas van a levantarse.
And you're going to have an answer.
Y tú vas a tener una respuesta.
You're going to have a solution.
Tú vas a tener una solución.
You're going to solve the problem.
Tú vas a resolver el problema.
You're going to touch an anointing in you that you didn't even know was there.
Tú vas a tocar una unción que ni sabías que estaba allí.
And as that gets pulled out of you.
Y mientras eso sale de ti.
You're going to look back.
Vas a venir para atrás.
And you're going to say, oh.
Y vas a mirar,
Oh, I see where God formed that in me.
Veo donde Dios hizo eso.
I didn't see it at the time.
No lo vi en el tiempo.
I didn't know it when I was in the fire.
No lo sabía cuando estaba en el
but
fuego.
Now on the other side,
pero ahora en el otro lado,
God's pulling stuff out of me
Dios
I didn't know was there.
Está jalando cosas de mí que no sabía
God's
que estaba
been
ahí.
Preparing people in this church.
Dios ha estado preparando personas
He's
en la
put
iglesia.
Anointings in you.
Está poniendo unciones adentro
He's
de
put
ti.
Ministries in you.
Está poniendo ministerios adentro
we
de ti.
We can't see it.
No lo podemos ver.
You might not even see it.
Tú tal vez ni lo puedas ver.
But as this revival unfolds,
pero mientras el avivamiento
as
se
we
desarrolla,
begin to walk as a church,
y empieza a caminar como
where
una iglesia,
God has called us,
donde Dios nos llamó,
you're going to have answers you didn't know you had.
Vas a tener respuestas que no
somebody
sabías.
Go ahead and just praise God.
Alguien alabe a Dios ahorita.
Some are stuck in the process.
Algunos están atorados en el proceso.
Some are stuck in the process of being reformed.
Algunos están en el proceso de ser reformados.
What I feel like the Holy Ghost
lo que siento que el Espíritu
is dealing with me on and telling me today
me está diciendo hoy
is you've been dealing with the symptoms.
Es que has tratado los síntomas.
You've been dealing with the symptoms, with the issues.
Has arreglado los problemas.
But he's ready to get down into your core.
Pero él se quiere meter a lo profundo.
You see, all the things that you're dealing with,
todo lo que estás tratando, batallando,
it's just a symptom.
Nomás es una síntoma.
It's just the fruit.
Nomás es el fruto.
It's the manifestation.
Es la manifestación.
It's the physical manifestation.
Es la manifestación física.
Of internal issues.
De problemas internos.
Of misshapen vessels.
De vasijas desformadas.
Of cracked and broken places.
De lugares que están quebrados.
That God needs to reshape.
Que Dios tiene que reformar.
And reform.
Y hacer de nuevo.
Addiction, abuse,
adicción, abuso,
anger,
enojo,
all these things,
todas estas cosas,
these are manifestations.
Son manifestaciones.
There's something inside that's twisted.
Hay algo adentro que está volteado.
There's something inside that's broken.
Hay algo adentro que está quebrado.
What God wants to do today,
lo que Dios quiere hacer este día,
what God wants to do tonight,
lo que quiere hacer esta noche,
if you'll allow him,
si tú lo permites,
if you'll open up,
si tú abres,
if you'll take that deformity,
si tomas esa deformación,
if you'll take that thing,
esa cosa,
that you've been hiding,
que has estado escondiendo,
you've been hiding, you think you've been hiding it from God,
piensas que lo has escondido de Dios,
you've been hiding it from yourself,
te lo has escondido de ti mismo,
you've been hiding it from your friends,
te lo has escondido de tus amigos,
you're just hiding,
nomás estás escondido,
if you'll take that out,
si lo sacas para fuera.
If you lay it on an altar,
si lo pones en el altar,
if you let God attend to
si,
it,
si dejas que Dios lo atienda,
if you let him mix a little water of Holy Ghost
si
with
mezcla
it,
poquito de agua
if
con
you
eso,
let him reform and reshape you,
si lo dejas que lo reforme y lo dé forma otra vez,
if you get the core fixed,
si tienes lo profundo, lo adentro arreglado,
if you get the root fixed,
si tienes la raíz corregida,
you'll fix all the symptoms,
arreglas todas las síntomas,
you'll fix all the issues,
arreglas todos los problemas.
There's a cycle, a self-defeating cycle.
Hay un ciclo que de derrota.
There are people in this house,
hay personas en esta casa,
that you were never able,
que nunca podías,
to please your dad,
a agradecer a tu Dios, a tu padre.
You were never able to make your dad happy.
Nunca podías hacer a tu papá feliz.
You were never good enough.
Nunca eres bueno.
You never did it right.
Nunca lo hiciste bien.
Now you're a man.
Ahora eres un hombre.
Now you're a woman.
Ahora eres una mujer.
You're 40.
Tienes 40.
You're 50.
50.
And you've got issues.
Y tienes problemas.
Way down deep inside.
Adentro en lo profundo.
You've got insecurities.
Tienes inseguridades.
You got fears.
Tienes miedos.
You got doubts.
Tienes dudas.
And what you do?
Y lo que haces.
What I did.
Lo que yo hice.
Is I would say.
Decía yo.
God, if you really knew me,
Dios, si realmente me conocías,
you wouldn't love me.
No me amarías.
If you really knew me,
si realmente me conocerías,
you can't love me.
Tú no me puedes amar.
You can't use me.
Tú no me puedes usar.
You can't want to use me.
No puedes querer usarme.
Because I'm not right.
Porque no estoy bien.
I'm too broken.
Estoy muy quebrado.
I'm so special in my brokenness.
Soy tan especial en mi quebrantamiento.
Not even you can help.
Ni aun tú me puedes ayudar.
And then what I would do is, as God began to work on me,
y luego lo que hacía mientras Dios trabajaba conmigo,
as God would begin to draw me,
mientras Dios me empezaba a acercar,
as God would begin to try to fix me,
mientras Dios me quería empezar a arreglar,
I would go and do something stupid.
Yo iba y hacía algo menso.
I would engage in self-destructive behavior.
Hacía comportamiento destructivo.
To prove myself right.
Para enseñar que yo soy correcto.
See God?
¿Ves Dios?
I told you.
Te dije.
I told you I was worthless.
Te dije que no valía nada.
Told you I was no good.
Te dije que no servía.
I told you you couldn't love me.
Te dije que no me podías amar.
Told you you couldn't use me.
Te dije que no me podías usar.
A cycle of self-destructive behavior.
Un ciclo de comportamiento destructivo.
And not just with God.
Y no solamente con Dios.
But anybody that tries to get close.
Pero cualquier persona que se acerca.
Anybody that tries to help.
Cualquiera que se quiera ayudar.
Because you can't come too close.
Porque no te puedes acercar de más.
Because if you do.
Porque si te acercas.
You're going to see that I'm marred.
Vas a ver que estoy desfigurado.
I can only keep the facade up so long.
Solamente puedo hacer la figura
por un momento. You can't get too close.
No te puedes acercar de más.
Because if you do, you're going to see my deformity.
Porque si te acercas vas a ver los errores.
And then you're going to reject me.
Y luego me vas a rechazar.
And you're not going to love me.
Y no me vas a amar.
Come on now.
But the Holy Ghost is here tonight.
Pero el Espíritu está aquí esta noche.
He wants to heal some people.
Él quiere sanar unas personas.
He wants to reshape some people.
Él le quiere dar forma.
He wants to take a vessel.
Él quiere tomar una vasija.
And reform it.
Y darle nueva forma.
And then he wants to use it.
Y luego la quiere usar.
He wants to put it through the fire.
La quiere pasar por el fuego.
He wants to put it through the kiln.
La quiere pasar por el horno.
And then he wants to fill it with water.
Y luego la quiere llenar con
he
agua.
Wants to fill it with oil.
La quiere llenar con aceite.
He wants to take the broken, misshapen vessel.
Quiere tomar la vasija quebrada.
And he wants to fill it.
Y la quiere llenar.
Bring it out into the community.
Salir a la comunidad.
Pour it out.
Y derrama, abrirla.
Use it.
Usarla.
We got to get there, church.
Tenemos que llegar a iglesia.
We've got to get healed.
Tenemos que llegar a ser sanados.
We've got to get whole.
Tenemos que ser enteros.
I tell you, brother Godwin's coming this weekend.
Te digo, hermano, Godwin viene esta semana.
It's going to be powerful.
Va a ser poderoso.
I have so much expectation.
Tengo mucha expectativa.
In my spirit.
En mi espíritu.
But God wants a whole church.
Pero Dios quiere una iglesia entera.
God wants a fixed church.
Una iglesia arreglada.
God wants a strong church.
Una iglesia fuerte.
Come on, Sam. As I was preparing tonight, as I was getting ready,
mientras preparaba esta noche,
Tuan, God gave me the story in Matthew.
Hay una historia en Mateo,
and it's in Mark.
Y está en Marcos.
And it's in Luke.
Y está en Luke.
It's a story when Jesus
es una historia con Jesús
went to a synagogue.
Fue una sinagoga.
And he started teaching.
Y empezó a enseñar.
Brother Terrell, there was a man in the synagogue.
Hermano Terrell, había un hombre en esa sinagoga.
With a withered hand.
Con una mano seca.
He was sitting in the house.
Estaba sentado en la casa.
He was being a good Jew.
Estaba siendo un buen judío.
He was in the synagogue being taught.
Estaba en la sinagoga siendo enseñado.
He was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Estaba sentado a los pies de Jesús.
He was listening.
Estaba escuchando.
But he was marred.
Pero estaba desfigurado.
He was less than perfect.
Era menos de perfecto.
He wasn't able to maximize his potential.
No podía darle toda su potencia.
The Bible doesn't tell us much about the man.
La Biblia no nos dice mucho de este hombre.
But there's many in the house today.
Pero hay muchos en la casa este día.
You've been in the house.
Has estado en la casa.
You've been working.
Has estado trabajando.
You've been believing.
Has estado creyendo.
You've been trying.
Has estado tratando.
But you're marred in your vessel.
Pero estás desfigurado en tu vasija.
You're weakened.
Estás debilitado.
You're not able to reach the full potential.
No puedes alcanzar a hacer todo.
And God has used marred vessels before.
Y Dios ha usado vasijas quebradas.
God can get glory out of a marred vessel.
Dios puede recibir gloria de una vasija desfigurada.
But that's not what he wants to do tonight.
Pero eso no es lo que quiere hacer esta noche.
In two of those instances, you know what God tells the man?
En dos de esas veces, ¿sabes lo que Dios le dice?
He says, come up here.
Dice, ven acá.
Come up here where everyone can see you.
Ven acá donde todos te pueden ver.
Oh God.
Pero Dios,
I'm marred.
Estoy desfigurado.
I'm broken.
Estoy quebrado.
You want me to just go up in front of? He says, "Come up in front of everybody."
Quiero que venga enfrente, se ven para enfrente.
And I see the man walking up, and he's.
Y miro al hombre caminando y está.
And then you know what Jesus tells him.
¿Y sabes lo que le dice Jesús?
You know what he tells him.
¿Sabes lo que le dice?
Do you know? Stretch forth your hand.
Dice, restira tu mano.
He says, stretch forth your hand.
Dice, restira tu mano.
He says, come on up here.
Dice, ven pa acá.
And take that broken part.
Y toma esa parte quebrada.
Take that ugly part.
Toma esa parte fea.
Take that marred part.
Toma esa parte desfigurada.
And just stretch it out right here.
Y restírala aquí.
Stretch forth your hand.
Restira tu mano.
And as he stretched forth his hand.
Y mientras restiró su mano.
God made him whole.
Dios lo hizo entero.
God healed.
Dios lo sanó.
God strengthened.
Dios lo fortaleció.
God's asking somebody in the house tonight.
Dios está pidiendo a alguien esta noche.
Stretch forth your hand.
Restira tu mano.
Will you?
¿Por qué no?
Will you be made whole?
¿Por qué no te haces entero?
Will you let him heal you?
¿Por qué no dejas que te sane?
Will you let him reshape you?
Déjalo que te dé forma otra vez.
Will you stretch forth your hand?
Restira tu mano.
I gotta be made whole.
Tengo que ser entero.
I gotta be made right.
Tengo que ser correcto.
The potter wants to use
me. El alfarero me quiere usar.
Don't you see that's what we're doing tonight?
¿No ves lo que hacemos esta noche?
I'm not the pretty one.
Yo no soy el bonito.
I can't preach like Brother Sun.
Yo no puedo predicar como lo
I
hizo.
Can't preach like Twan.
Yo no puedo predicar como
I
Juan.
Can't preach like Brother Collins.
No puedo predicar como el Collins.
I've hurt people in this church.
Yo he lastimado personas en esta iglesia.
Running off at my mouth.
Hablando de mi boca.
I've offended people.
Yo he ofendido a personas.
I'm the withered hand.
Yo soy la mano quebrada.
But God.
Pero Dios.
If you want to use me.
Si me quieres usar.
If you will use me.
Si me vas a usar.
I'll stretch it out.
Estoy respirando.
I'll stand up here.
Estoy aquí enfrente.
I'll preach.
Yo.
Come on, somebody stretch forth your
hand. Alguien restire su mano.
Don't hide.
No te escondas.
Let him heal you.
Deja que te sane.
Let him make you whole.
Deja que te haga entero.
You have value.
Tienes valor.
tonight. Don't let just be a service thing.
No deja que nada sea un servicio.
Let him get down to your core.
Deja que se meta a lo profundo.
Come on, let that spirit work down deep.
Deja que esa agua se meta profundo.
We gotta get made whole.
Tienes que ser entero.
Come on, open up, open up, open up.
Jesus, Jesus.
Let that Holy Ghost work.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm calling you.
Reshape me.
Jesus.
pozos profundos.
There's healing flowing. I feel strength rising in the house.
Siento fuerzas que se están levantando.
Season right of healing.
Hemos tenido una temporada de.
We've had a season in this altar of making whole.
Hemos tenido una temporada de ser enteros en este altar.
God's been reshaping and reforming.
Dios ha estado formando y dando forma otra vez.
But I tell you what I feel right now in the Holy Ghost.
Pero te digo lo que siento en el Espíritu.
God is ready right now to have an outpouring of authority and anointing.
Dios va a derramar autoridad y unción.
Razón de romoco. God is ready to pour into our vessels right now.
Dios está listo para llenar las vasijas.
God is ready to pour into our spirits.
Dios quiere poner en nuestro
espíritu. I feel authority. I feel power.
Siento autoridad.
I feel anointing.
Siento unción.
Does anybody feel that?
¿Habrá alguien que siente eso?
Gloria a la basanda rabakoto. God's prepared our vessels.
Dios ha preparado las vasijas.
He's about to fill us with an anointing,
con unción,
with an oil,
con aceite,
with a power.
Con poder.
You, Brother Daniel, you've never felt before.
Hermano Daniel, que nunca ha sentido.
Do you feel that?
Esto es eso.
I know this is good. We just went from low.
Yo sé que fuimos de abajo.
But I feel the authority and the power.
Pero siento autoridad y poder.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost.
La unción del Espíritu.
All over this house.
Todo en esta casa.
If you're ready.
Si estás listo.
If you're ready.
Si estás listo.
If you say, God.
Di Dios.
I've stretched forth my hand.
Restiré mi mano.
I've given you.
Te he dado.
The broken part.
La parte quebrada.
I believe you've healed.
Yo creo que has sanado.
I believe you made me whole.
Yo creo que me has hecho entero.
And I'm ready.
Estoy listo.
For an anointing.
Para unción.
I'm ready.
Estoy listo.
For authority and power.
Para autoridad y poder.
If you're ready,
si
throw
ready.
Up your hands right now.
Aplaude tus manos ahorita.
Pour it out, oh God.
Derrámalo, Dios.
Pour it out, oh God.
Derrámalo, Dios.
This ministry.
Vamos a terminarlo. Vamos a terminarlo.
There's broken people.
Hay personas quebradas.
That are about to walk.
Que van a caminar.
In authority.
En autoridad.
In giftedness.
En don.
In anointing.
En unción.
Anointing like you've never felt.
Unción que nunca has sentido.
We'll be right back. Fill me up, oh God. Fill me up, oh God. Fill me up, oh God.
Lléname, oh Dios.
Fill me up, oh God.
Lléname, oh Dios. Empujen en eso, empujen en eso, empujen en eso, empujen en eso.
Let the anointing fall on you.
Que la unción fluya.
Let the anointing flow.
Que la unción que llene.
We're gonna take a city.
Vamos a tomar la ciudad.
We're gonna see signs.
Vamos a ver señales.
We're gonna see wonders.
Vamos a ver prodigios.
We're gonna see thousands.
Vamos a ver miles.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Recibir el Espíritu.
Somebody rejoice! Somebody rejoice! We're to leave with authority. We're leaving with power. We're not leaving broken. Yes! We're not leaving broken! Yeah.
Did anybody hear a word from God tonight? If you feel like you've heard a word from God, why don't you lift your hands and receive the word? The God that you serve is a patient God. It doesn't matter how long it takes for the word to come to pass. It doesn't matter if you're Abraham. It doesn't matter if you're Noah. It doesn't matter if the world looks at you and says they are as good as dead. You're standing in a church tonight where we want to be as long-suffering as God is. We want to be as faith-filled as God is. To say, God, if your word has spoken it, we believe it and we receive it, God. And I don't care how long it takes, I'm going to be standing here believing the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's be sensitive for just a moment. Every hand lifted. In the name of Jesus. Your name, oh God. We receive your word tonight, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful presence of God is here. What a faith-filled word we have heard tonight. How many of you are thankful that God uses broken things? Praise God. I'm thankful tonight that God doesn't give up on us, but he keeps on believing and he keeps on shaping and he keeps on molding us into what he has for us to be. Praise God. Well, we have had all kinds of good church tonight, and I am so thankful for the word of God that's gone forth tonight. And I am expecting to see the fruit of what we've heard tonight manifest in people's lives. We're so thankful. We didn't get to share this, but last Saturday, I think it was, Dad went down to Brother Damien's farm and baptized someone in the name of Jesus, and they received the Holy Ghost on an off day. God is just doing things all over the place, some things that we can't necessarily quantify and measure. So as you leave tonight, go with faith. Share your love and your strength with somebody near you, and get ready for a wonderful weekend of apostolic revival in the house of God. One more time, let's give God a hand clap of praise. God, we worship you. We thank you for your presence, for your word, God. Praise God. God bless you. You are dismissed tonight in Jesus' name.